गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सिद्ध श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सिद्ध श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय व्रज भूमि वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवद्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Hare Krishna, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, chapter number 14, entitled Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening. Text number is 5.
Maitreya uvacha sadhu vira matvaya prishtam avatar katham harehe yatvam prichasi martyanam मृत्युपाश विशातनिम् मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीर त्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथाम हरेः यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम् मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीर त्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथाम हरेः यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम् मैत्रेय उवाच साधु वीरत्वया पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मैत्रेय उवाच साधु वीरत्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथां हरे यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम् मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीर त्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथां हरे यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम् मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीर त्वया पृष्टम् तार्कथां हरे यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीर त्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथां हरे यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम् मैत्रेय उवाच अवतार कथां हरे यत्त्वं पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम्
माताजी
मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीर त्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथां हरे
यत्त्वां पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम्। मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीरत्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथाम हरे यत्त्वां पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम्। मैत्रेय उवाच साधुवीरत्वया पृष्टम् अवतार कथाम हरे यत्त्वां पृच्छसि मर्त्यानां मृत्युपाश विशातनिम्। मैत्रेय उवाच मैत्रेय सेड साधु डिवोटी वीर ओ वॉरियर त्वया बाय यू प्रश्नम इन्क्वायर्ड अवतार कथाम टॉपिक्स ऑन द इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड हरे ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड यत That which Tvam, your good self, Prachasi, asking me, Martyanam, of those who are destined for death, Mrityupasha, the chain of birth and death, Vishatanim, source of liberation. Translation and purport by Abhay Charna Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The great sage Maitreya said, O warrior, the inquiry made by you is just befitting a devotee because it concerns the incarnation of the personality of Godhead. He is the source of liberation from the chain of birth and death. For all those who are otherwise destined to die. Purport. The great sage Maitreya addressed Vidur as a warrior, not only because Vidur belonged to the Kuru family, but because he was anxious to hear about the chivalrous activities of the Lord in his incarnations of Varaha and Narasimha. Because the inquiries concern the Lord, they were perfectly befitting a devotee. A devotee has no taste for hearing anything mundane. There are many topics of mundane warfare, but a devotee is not inclined to hear them. The topics of the warfare in which the Lord engages do not concern the war of death, but the war against the chain of Maya, which obliges one to accept repeated birth and death. In other words, one who takes delight in hearing the war topics of the Lord is relieved from the chains of birth and death. Foolish people are suspicious of Krishna's taking part in the battle of Kurukshetra, not knowing that he is taking part ensured liberation for all who were present on the battlefield. It is said by Bhishma Dev that all who were present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original spiritual existences after death. Therefore, hearing the war topics of the Lord is as good as any other devotional service. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam we are seeing that Vidura is continuing his dialogue with Maitreya, and he asks further about the incarnation of Varahadev. And Varahadev, the boar form of the Lord, you know, Sukhdev Goswami has touched upon the topic. Maitreya is describing, he's only touched upon what exactly happened and how the earth was restored, but Vidura wants to know more, the details about, especially the killing of the demon. And then the response of Maitreya is that this is a very apt inquiry that you want to hear about the fight between Varahadev, the boar form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the great demon Hiranyaksha. So the very important point here made is sadhu vira tvaya prushtam. That really very beautiful inquiry that you have made, and here Maitreya is addressing Vidura as vira. Vira means, oh, warrior. Why is he calling Vidura as a warrior? The first external reason is that because he is born in the Kuru dynasty. So yeah, you're coming from Kshatriya clan, and because you are Kshatriya, then you also have that warrior nature, the nature to fight. So yes, you are a veer. But Prabhupada mentions interestingly that the actual reason he's been referred as veer is because he's specifically interested about hearing the topics of warfare. He's particularly interested in listening to the fight that happened between Lord Vishnu as Varahadev and the Hiranyaksha. Somebody may say that why so much importance to the fight? It's just like a, you know, ordinary fight. Two people fight in the world, in the material world. We see there are quarrels, fights. So why such a big deal? What is the, you know, big fuss? But here very nicely Srila Prabhupada describes how every topic that Krishna engages in is relieving the people who are bound by the cycle of birth and death. It's actually liberating them, any kind of topic. And Prabhupada also further describes how even Krishna, when he was engaged in the battle, in the Kurukshetra war, many people criticize Krishna that why Krishna has to take part. Rather, he should have somehow stopped the war. But why Krishna took part, and he was very much present as a guide for Arjuna. But here, Prabhupada quotes Bhishma Dev saying that actually, just by being present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna made sure that all the different warriors, they attained their ultimate position. They attained the spiritual world just because Krishna was present. Srimad Bhagavatam describes, Tataiva chanye naraloka vira ya ahave krishna mukharavindam netre pibantu nayanabhiramam partha astrapoota padamapurasyat. So Bhagavatam describes how all the warriors, especially those who were dying, at the time of death, as their necks or their bodies, chests were being pierced by the arrows of Partha, Arjuna. That time, they had the greatest fortune that they were drinking the nectar of Krishna's beauty with their eyes. As their body was taken away, they were drinking the nectar of the beauty of Krishna. They had the beautiful form of Krishna right present in front of them. And in that state of consciousness, they left their body. And that's why Padmapurasyat, they attained their spiritual destinations. So what a great fortune they all achieved. One time Srila Prabhupada had visited one of the life members the life member was very excited about the war. He especially loved the fact that such a big war happened. So when Prabhupada entered his big house, there was a big poster, a picture of Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and amongst the armies of the Kurus and the Pandavas. And Prabhupada looked, it was such a big painting, such a big, huge picture. It occupied the entire wall. And Prabhupada started talking, oh, you're very much into the war topics. And Prabhupada appreciated him. And Prabhupada had some prasadam and discussions. And the member was supposed to give a big donation. He was already giving a lot of donation to the temple. And Prabhupada was really very happy, pleased with him. And then the time came when Prabhupada was about to leave. That time he said, Swamiji, I think and I'm completely sure that I was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra that time. I have these, you know, so many dreams. I get those ideas that I was there present when Krishna was there. I was there present. And Prabhupada that time could have said that, oh, it could be possible, you know, who knows, you're a great man. Because he was giving such a great donation. He had already a big check ready. But Prabhupada, as we all know, he would not mince his words. Prabhupada immediately said, no, it's not possible. Because whoever was present there, they all have been liberated. They have all gone back to spiritual world. And because I see you, that you are still here, that means you were not present at that time. And he was like, oh, such a, like a, the balloon of ego was just popped by Prabhupada. And he felt like heartbroken because that's what he had been thinking for decades. He's been thinking. But Prabhupada would never mince his words. He would not think that, oh, let me give him some pep talk or no. Prabhupada brought him down. But Prabhupada said that, don't worry, the battle is still on. You can still join the army of Krishna and you can still fight by joining me. So Prabhupada meant that the war against Maya, the illusory energy of Krishna, is still going on and Srila Prabhupada is in the army of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is the commander-in-chief and we can all join him. We can be part of this fight and we can fight on Krishna's side. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also very nicely described that the ear holes, if they are not utilized in hearing about the pastimes of Krishna, then they are as good as the snake holes. So that means if the people in general, if we do not distribute them Hari Katha, then naturally they will be attracted by so-called fights or so-called, you know, romantic affairs or so-called movies, and they would be attracted by so-called heroes if we do not give them the real hero, that is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada said that if we do not cultivate the people in general, then their ear holes will act as snake holes. I mean, snake holes, like Srila Prabhupada said, that in the paddy fields in India, especially at the start of the rainy season, there are so many holes. And the holes are dug by the rats. But then the snakes, you know, they sneak in and they're waiting for the rat. And the rat, while coming in his hole, he thinks that I'm going to my home. I'm going to get in, you know, get on my sofa, start my nice favorite show. I'm going to be eating burgers and soda. And he enters with that attitude, but inside, who is waiting? The death personified. The snake is the death for the rat. So that's why Krishnat asya trikala bhiva bhujango. Krishna se sarvam vashet. It is said that the serpent of time is swallowing each and every one of us. That serpent of death is swallowing all of us. But only Krishna trasyati, that serpent can only be overcome by the snake charmer. You know who is the greatest snake charmer? Is Krishna. Krishna trasyati, only Krishna can control and rather kill that serpent of death. So Prabhupada said that just like the snake holes are very dangerous, if we do not utilize our ears to hear Krishna Katha, to hear the pastimes of Krishna, especially the pastimes about fight, Krishna fighting with the demons, killing, it actually gives us the hope that Krishna is so great that my problems are nothing. I'm worried about a so-called disease. I'm worried about, you know, money problems, or I'm worried about some relationship issues, or I have these many problems. But when we hear about Krishna and how heroic he is and how he has always taken care of his devotees in the most difficult times, just like Narasimha Dev protecting Prahlad, when we see that, wow, I mean, as compared to Prahlad, I don't have that many problems. So it is very important when we hear about different pastimes of Krishna, we understand and our faith in Krishna is restored. And then it gets firmer and firmer. The faith becomes so strong that we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Krishna and all his cowherd friends, they saw the gigantic mouth of Agasura, and all the friends, most of them, they wanted to go inside the mouth because most of them thought, oh, it's a beautiful scenic spot. And Krishna understood, doesn't look like a scenic spot to me. It looks like some demon. And while the boys were entering that big gigantic mouth of the snake, Agasura, it was the mouth of death personified. But they were not realizing. But as they came close, they could smell the bad breath, because the demon had eaten a lot of dead, you know, animals, a lot of dead humans. So many were already eaten in the stomach. So the bad breath was not only garlic or onion. It was the bad breath of so many dead humans or animals. And at that time, when all these cowherd friends have seen and they smell, they think, oh, looks like this is the mouth of death. This is a serpent. But then the interesting fact is that Shukdev Goswami quotes a verse that completely changes the whole narrative. It completely changes the perspective. Shukdev Goswami says that even after knowing that this is the mouth of a serpent, the cowherd boys still entered laughing and smiling and clapping. They were clapping and, you know, smiling. Asman kimatra grasita nivishta nayam tathachet bhagavat विनक्षति क्षणादनेति बकार्युषन्मुखम् वीक्ष्य उद्धसंतक करताड नैर्ययु वीक्ष्य मीन्स दे सॉ द बिग माउथ दे अंडरस्टूड दैट इट्स अ डीमन बट देन उद्धसंत दे स्टार्टेड लाफिंग व्हाई बिकॉज दे लुक्ड एट द ब्यूटिफुल फेस ऑफ कृष्णा बिकॉज कृष्णा वॉज ही एंटर्ड द लास्ट सो ही वॉज एट द बैक सो दे थॉट इफ कृष्णा इज ऑल्सो कमिंग इनसाइड द माउथ देन व्हाई शुड आई बी आउटसाइड If Krishna is entering the mouth of Agasura, then I want to be inside. I want to be where the action is. I don't want to miss the show. So they were like, okay, Viksha Uddhasanta and Karataadana. They started clapping. They were giving each other high fives. That, oh, this is going to be a nice show. Now, when we imagine if, you know, when I think about this, if somebody like me would be there, I would take a U-turn. I would say bye-bye, I will watch from outside. But these, you know, these, that's what it very important to understand, that because the cowherd boys had seen the heroics of Krishna, that's why the word used in the verse, Shukdev Goswami says, Bakaryushan, you know, that this Krishna has just killed Baka, the demon called Bakasur. So, the cowherd boys had seen the chivalrous pastime of Krishna with their own eyes. They had seen how strong, how powerful this Krishna is. And that's why they had complete faith that Krishna can do anything and everything. So, we have to understand how nicely this has been described, that the faith in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes firmer and firmer when we hear the heroic pastimes of Krishna, the chivalrous pastimes of Krishna. So, this is very important to understand. And even the beginning, if we go especially about the point where we are at in Srimad Bhagavatam, where we are discussing Varahadev, Narasimhadev, what happened at this point here, we see that Jay and Vijay from the Vaikuntha, they were cursed by the four Kumaras. Now, this is also very interesting. And I was recently reading the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and I also found some connection, and Prabhupada also, how he quotes different connecting pastimes. Very important thing is that when Jay and Vijay were cursed by the four Kumaras, and then Lord Vishnu appears, and he takes, you know, the responsibility, that he says, I'm sorry because these are my servants, so if they have offended you, I'm also at fault. And then the atmosphere changes. The Kumaras are thinking that, maybe we did some mistake. We shouldn't have cursed. Because these are the servants, they're personal servants of Lord Vishnu. What did we do? And then there is this confusion, and then, like, what... This dilemma is created. And Jay and Vijay are in tears that we have been cursed and now we have to come down from Vaikuntha and come on earth in the material world. We don't want to be separate from our Lord. So they were in tears. So they were given this option that either you can spend 7 lives as devotee or only 3 lives as demons, right? Now the question is, what would you choose if you were there? Because Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it is said that Krishna, we are ready to go anywhere, but only one thing, that we want to be your devotee. We don't want to, you know, forget you ever. Even the great devotees like Bhakti Vinod Thakur have prayed that kita janma jatha hoy tua das. I'm ready to be born as an insect, but the condition is I should be an insect in the house of your devotee. Bahir mukha janma nahi as. So, you know, great devotees have prayed that we want to always remember you. We never want to forget you, my Lord. एवं मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र मुकुंद मूर्धना प्रणिपत्य याचे भवंतम एकांतम यंतम अर्थम अविस्मृति स्व चरणारविंदे भवे भवे मे तो भवत प्रसाद. किंग कुलशेखर इज ऑल्सो प्रेइंग दैट प्लीज दिस इज द ओनली वन थिंग आई आस्क यू एंड बेग ऑफ यू ओ माई लॉर्ड अविस्मृति स्व चरणारविंदे दैट वेर एवर आई गो आई शुड नेवर फॉरगेट योर लोटस फीट. नाउ हियर अगेन Seven lives as devotee or three lives as demon. What would you prefer? Prema Sankirtan says three lives as demon. That's what they chose. Anyways. But most of us, even our acharyas, like I said, they are begging for life as a devotee. Now the biggest question, why did they choose the three lives as demon? Here in the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that because Jay and Vijay knew the heart of Lord Vishnu, and they knew that Lord Vishnu wants to fight, but the problem is, whom will he fight in Vaikuntha? There is nobody that he can fight in Vaikuntha. All are good boys. All are great devotees. They don't do mistakes. They don't act nasty. So there is no reason to fight. So in Vaikuntha, there is no possibility to fight. Even, you know, Krishna or Lord Vishnu, he cannot even mess with his own wife, Lakshmi Devi. He cannot even fight with her. So Lord Vishnu is like, I want to enjoy the rasa, virya rasa. I want to enjoy it. But with who? That was the big question. And because Jay and Vijay knew the heart of the Lord, that Lord has the desire to fight, and there is nobody that he can find, we will be ready. We are ready to even be born as demons. We are ready to, you know, appear as Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Dantavakra, Shishupal. We are ready. Why? Just to fulfill the desire of our Lord and Master. Just to give him the chance to fight. So that was the main, the intrinsic, internal reason that Jaya and Vijay, they could have come down as great devotees. Their glories would be sung in Srimad Bhagavatam as the great guys, the best devotees. They would be the Mahajanas. But they rather chose to act like demons and forget about the people, the mundane people. Even the devotees of Lord Krishna, Sri Hari, to all the Vaishnavas, they also condemn. Whenever we say Ravana, we say that rascal Ravana. We say, oh, the Hiranyakashipu was the most pathetic person on the planet. So they were ready to go through all this. They are ready to be ridiculed by not just ordinary people, even the Hari Bhaktas. But they just want to fulfill the desire of the Lord. So that's the main underlining aspect, that dasyam gatanam, they have completely surrendered themselves at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why they're ready to fight. They are ready to give that pleasure to Lord Vishnu in virya rasa, in the chivalry mode, in as making Lord Vishnu as the hero. And by performance of such pastimes, they will leave behind the great leelas, the great pastimes of the Lord Vishnu, which will be sung for the rest of the eternity. And these pastimes will become the cause of liberation for all the ordinary living entities. This is the main aspect, this is the main underlining idea of the verse we are reading today. So Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? You want a question? Give question first and then we can comment.
It's question.
Question?
Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. Very enlivening. At the beginning of the talk, you had mentioned, it seemed like in passing, that Lord Boar would have a fight with Hiranyaksha. But I didn't... Did you narrate that fight? Because it's, yeah, I thought maybe I didn't hear it, but there was a fight there, and I certainly, it was important, because that was the time that Lord Boer would be the killer, the destroyer of Hiranyaksha, who was one of the most powerful persons in the entire world, along with his brother Hiranyakashipu. If you could do it in really a short time, because I know we've gone, we're going way over. Do you know that fight? Yeah, go ahead.
No, you tell.
No. Yeah, I just know the bare outlines of it.
Just like we see in the movies, there is a hero, there is a heroine, and there, you know, the union has to happen, but if the script writer writes that, oh, there was a nice hero and there was this nice heroine and they lived together happily ever after, then people won't go buy the tickets because there is no drama. So the drama is that what happens, there is a big villain who will snatch the heroine, he will kidnap her, take her away. And then the lady is screaming that, oh, my mighty hero, please come and save me. So like that, Hiranyaksha had kidnapped, taken away the earth. And earth is actually a goddess, Bhumi. So when earth was stolen, everybody was really worried who is going to rescue from within the ocean. Nobody even knows the length and breadth of the ordinary oceans of this world. We're talking about the Garbhodak Ocean. So then the Varahadev pastime, that when Varahadev is going to get the heroine back, when he's ready to claim, there is Hiranyaksha who appears. And Hiranyaksha had a lot of conjuring techniques. He had a lot of, conjuring, like he could disappear from one side, come, appear from anywhere. So there is a lot of fighting that has been described. Even it's left for the further verses. We see that Hiranyakashipu is fighting with Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu in the boar incarnation, he is fighting back with Hiranyaksha. And the fight gets more and more interesting because of the conjuring techniques. So what he does is he disappears from the front, he appears from behind Lord Vishnu, and then he gives him a punch. And Lord Vishnu is like, oh, what is going on? For a second, he acts as if he is bewildered. And when Lord Vishnu is bewildered, all the demigods, they are watching the big fight. This is like a big stadium, and two heavyweight champions are fighting, and all the demigods, you know, Lord Brahma, Vishnu, they're all watching. And at that time, there's very nicely described how Hiranyaksha was so happy that I'm giving, you know, punches. I've been delivering spanks and punches to Lord Vishnu. I'm winning. And everybody was worried. But Lord Vishnu was just playing with Hiranyaksha, just like an elephant, you know, plays with a dog. Then there's nice, beautifully described how when the fight gets more and more interesting, you know, there's so much of fighting going on with hands. There comes a time, then Lord Vishnu is like, okay, I enjoyed a lot of Virya Rasa now. Let's end it. So it's just by giving a one tight slap, just by a big slap, Hiranyaksha was killed. The tight slap on the ear. So that's how the Hiranyaksha dies, and the earth has been rescued. And then there is that union of Shakti and Shaktiman. We can see that when Hiranyaksha was killed, and Lord Varaha Dev, he's bringing the earth on the tusk, he looks so beautiful, and you know, he brings the earth back, and then he marries the earth, the goddess, and then they also have a son. So that all,
that's way too over.
It appears. It will. It all is connected. So, stay tuned. Yeah. You want to have a question?
You missed something. The important point really is that Lord Boer was very angry at Hiranyakshu.
Yeah.
And the why he was so angry is because Hiranyaksha, he stole all the jewels of the earth, and that caused an imbalance in the weight
of the earth, causing it to fall down to the bottom of the ocean. In other words, it was meant to be a certain weight, but it was no longer that weight because all those jewels were in the pocket of Hiranyakshu. So, therefore, Lord Borgat is very angry that the earth, he had created it, and through Lord Brahma, and everything was beautiful, and he ruined it. So, therefore, his anger was taken out in that you just mentioned, that fight. And it didn't take long. In a few seconds, he just looked at him, gazed at him, took his, like you said, bam, right in the air, and that was the end of Hiranyaksha. The most powerful man in the, along with his brother, the most powerful man in the entire earth, just in a few seconds.
Yeah.
So he thought he could defeat anybody, but we can see. And Prabhupada makes this point again and again, I don't ever think you're equal to the Supreme Lord as they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do I have a question? Or?
Oh.
But then Varada, if he catches the club and then he tries to offer it back to Hiranyakshipu, but Hiranyakshipu doesn't want to take it because it's like prize. Yeah. Can you please speak a little bit about this scene?
Oh, that's a very beautiful point. See, the thing is, when the pastime is happening, Krishna is enjoying himself. At the same time, he wants to give pleasure to his devotees. So that's why these pastimes become more and more interesting because of such twists and turns. You know, what happened is that while fighting, the club of Lord Vishnu, it fell. And all the demigods and all the great devotees who are watching, they skipped one heartbeat. They thought, oh no, you know, our Lord is losing because he just lost the weapon and Hiranyaksha has the weapon. So these kind of things actually make the pastime more and more enlivening, more interesting, because Krishna likes to play these kind of tricks by which he makes the pastime more relishable. It becomes more juicy. So that's the main point. So Hiranyaksha becomes like, yes, look, I am most powerful. I am defeating your Lord. Vishnu has, like, what kind of power he has? He's not able to keep his weapon. I am so powerful that I, you know, make him drop his weapon. Now it's just a matter of time that I'm going to kill him. And all the devotees were really worried. They were in anxiety. But this is the glory of Krishna's pastimes. When Krishna, you know, entered the waters of Yamuna, you know, when Kaliya pastime happened, first thing what happens is Kaliya bit Krishna. And Krishna is fainted. Krishna fainted. He was, you know, apparently unconscious for like 2 hours. And everybody is thinking, why Krishna is unconscious for 2 hours? Now the behind the scenes, our acharyas, they describe in the commentary, because Krishna was unconscious because he thought that I want to dance on the hoofs of this great serpent Kaliya. You know, this is my stage. My stage is ready. But where is the audience? There is nobody to watch. So Krishna, he was unconscious for like 2 hours. In the meantime, all the boys went in the Vrindavan. They brought all the audience, all the devotees, you know, Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maya, all the big cowherd men, cowherd women, everybody came on the bank of Yamuna. And then Krishna is like, okay, now I'm going to get up because now is my time. I can show my skill. So Krishna was just waiting for the audience. So these kind of twists and turns Krishna likes to play so that the pastime becomes more and more relishable by the devotees.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur.